is brought to you by Head Start Basketball.
Hey, Hoopheads, wanted to take a minute to shout out our partners and friends at Dr. Dish Basketball. We've had their partnership manager and training specialist, Jefferson Mason, and marketing manager, Nick Bartlett, on the show in the past, and we couldn't be more excited about what they're doing for the game of basketball. Their Dr. Dish shooting machines are undoubtedly the most advanced and user-friendly machines on the market, and truly accelerate skill development faster than ever. Beyond efficient reps, Dr. Dish provides training expertise and versatility designed to develop complete players. The new Dr. Dish CT machine has further revolutionized basketball training with over 150 plus on-demand individual and team workouts from some of the best coaches and trainers in the game. These workouts include video instruction and combine game-like shooting drills with ball handling, conditioning, and agility drills. Along with workouts, the Dr. Dish training management system also provides stat tracking and analytics to track progress and ensure accountability. These are just a few reasons why top programs like Duke, North Carolina, Louisville, Florida, Baylor, and countless others are upgrading to Dr. Dish. Learn more at drdishbasketball.com. Follow their incredible content at Dr. Dish B-Ball on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. And make sure you mention the Hoopheads podcast to get $300 off your next Dr. Dish purchase. That's a great deal, Hoopheads. Get out and get your Dr. Dish shooting machine today. Welcome to the 13th edition of the Coach's Corner Roundtable on the Hoopheads podcast. Each episode of the Coach's Corner Roundtable will feature our all-star lineup of guests answering a single basketball question. A new Coach's Corner Roundtable will drop around the 15th of each month. January's roundtable question is, please share and explain one thing you've learned from a coach, teacher, parent, or mentor that has greatly influenced your life. Our coaching lineup this month includes Garland Allen from Encourage, Chris Delisio from Olmsted Falls High School, Matt Grand from the University of Dallas, Joseph Harris II from Illusion Institute Basketball, Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School, Mark Schult from the University of West Georgia, Don Showalter from USA Basketball, John Schulman from University of Alabama Huntsville, Joe Stecision from Unleashed Potential, Lee Swanson from Bunker Hill High School, Tyler Whitcomb from West Michigan Aviation Academy, and Lee Wimberly from Manila High School. Please enjoy this roundtable episode of the Hoopheads podcast, and once you're finished listening, please give the show a 5-star rating and review. Make sure you're subscribed to the Hoopheads pod so you never miss an episode. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, Google Play, and YouTube. If you haven't already, please tell a coaching colleague or friend about the Hoopheads podcast so they can listen and learn from some of the best minds in the game. Garland Allen from Encourage.
During an informal evening breakout session I attended at my first coaching clinic, I was fortunate enough to be at the table where UCLA coach John Wooden was sitting. As you can imagine, the area was packed with coaches competing to pick his brain. The first question asked of Coach Wooden was, what do you believe is the most important thing that you can teach your basketball players? Always the teacher, Coach Wooden said, I would like to hear what you think is the most important thing that you believe should be taught. That coach's response was defense. Coach Wooden then asked several other coaches in the group the same question. The responses were what you would expect to hear from basketball coaches: boxing out, rebounding, passing, shooting, so on and so forth. Then, in a very soft voice, Coach Wooden said, all of those things are very important, but from my perspective, I think the most important thing that we should teach young people we coach is balance. He then spoke the words that I will never forget. You must maintain floor balance on offense to open up passing lanes. Make defenses defend the entire court. Create proper angles to set picks and screens. Avoid double teams and easy fast break baskets should your team turn the ball over. But more importantly, helping your players have balance in their lives. They are more than basketball players. They are also students and, more importantly, human beings. In my early coaching years, I was not always successful in honoring his thoughts. But as time went on In my career, I began to embrace the wisdom of Coach Wooden's words when former players would return to reminisce. Our conversations were never about defense, boxing out, rebounding, giving up baseline, or setting a screen. It was always about their total experience, friendships, and a sense of family and life lessons learned while playing the game of basketball.
Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls High School, Olmsted Falls, Ohio.
Hey guys, Chris Delisio, Olmsted Falls, and looking at one thing I've learned from a mentor in my life or a important person, coach, is I think when I was a young kid, I learned about hard work paying off and somebody pushing you past the limits that you thought you could go. And, you know, that's something that human nature doesn't necessarily let you go. You know, you usually try to find the easiest route and the comfortable route, and you need somebody to teach you that if you can get yourself to be uncomfortable a little bit, that eventually that's the road to growth, that you're eventually going to make those advancements and you're going to figure out that the uncomfortable then becomes comfortable. And the next thing that makes you uncomfortable is that next level of growth. So I think I was a young kid when I figured that out, and it wasn't something that I pushed myself to do. It was somebody that another coach pushed me to do as an athlete. And that was a remarkable realization as a young kid that those types of things were possible. And then once you can do that and you learn that it's okay, you know, I think that's the easiest way that you can kind of learn to be self-disciplined. So for me, that really stood out when I was a young kid, and I try to carry that over into, you know, not only my own life, but as I coach and I'm a parent and a teacher, just to try to get young people to really push past those comfort zones. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Matt Grahn, recruiting coordinator at the University of Dallas.
I struggled with this topic for the roundtable discussion simply because it was, I can't pare it down to just one lesson or one person. I've been blessed to be around amazing mentors and worked for some outstanding coaches. So I'm going to share a few of them with you. The first one is from my first coaching opportunity at Bremerton High School. I worked for head coach Larry Gallagher and his assistant Jim Fairweather. And this lesson is not something that they necessarily talked about, but showed me through their actions. And that was, don't be threatened by young guys or new guys in the business. Instead, give them the respect and trust and allow them to do their job, because even young guys, new guys, can bring something to the table. The second one is from Kevin Eastman. Coach Eastman, his learn-it-all mentality definitely changed my life. He talks often about it in his talks now and his clinics about the learn-it-all versus a know-it-all. And it wasn't something necessarily that he talked about, but boy, he demonstrated that on a daily basis, that if you're done learning, you're basically done. The next lesson is from Ray Giacoletti, and Coach Giacoletti talked about this often with our players and staff, is that perception is reality. And what people see, what they observe, is what they know. And you've got to put your best foot forward on a daily basis and on the regular. From Tom Oswald, I learned to be authentic and be yourself. That you can't have two personalities, one on the floor and off the floor. Be that guy on and off the floor. From my current head coach, Jared Samples, here at the University of Dallas. Again, this is not something that Jared talks about on the regular, but he demonstrates servant leadership, and he is truly a champion for his people. He fights for their goals and dreams, not only for our players, but for me as well. There are days when I get the feeling from Jared that he wants me to be a head coach more than I want to. But those are just a few of the lessons. There are many, many more over the course of my career. Something that I learned from Coach Eastman was great coaching is stealing from others, giving them credit once, and then it's yours forever. And when you've done this as long as I have, you tend to forget who you've given credit to, because now it's yours. And but, you know, there's so many people in my life that have made a huge impact. Those are just a few. And I'd look to pass those on and pay that forward, not only to my players, but also our other assistant coaches that work for us.
Joseph Harris II from Illusion Institute Basketball in Houston, Texas.
This is a great question. And for me, I'd have to go all the way back to my eighth grade football coach. Even though when I got to high school, I started focusing on basketball primarily, this coach had a major impact on teaching me the value of preparation and how that really can make the difference and help you perform at a higher level. And this is something that carries on regardless of the sport you play. And even when you're no longer playing sports, it'll carry with you forever. So anyway, his name was Coach Bodkin, and he was my eighth grade football coach. And when football season was over, and I was transitioning to basketball, he would watch me practice, because he really believed in me as a student athlete. So he would watch me during basketball practice, and he watched a couple games when we started playing in the season. And one of the things that he noticed was, he just taught me a move. He taught me a move to finish at the basket more effectively. Instead of when I got in trouble, this particular layup would help me. So after school one time, he said, "Hey, Joe, stay with me after school, and I'm going to show you this move." So then I said, "All right," because I always had a student mentality. So he said, "Yeah, sure." So I said, "Yeah, sure." So then he showed me this move with the left hand, the right hand, left hand, right hand, left hand, right hand. And I practiced it for a couple of days. No matter of fact, it was on the same day. So I had a game a couple hours after that. So after school, before the game started, he showed me this move. And of course, I ended up doing the move a couple times in the game. And then I looked over at him on the sideline watching the game, and he nodded his head because he knew that I knew that what he showed me worked. But it wasn't about the move itself. It was about the value of preparation and practicing and how it can help your game go to a next level. And that's something that has always stuck with me, because I carry that with me, not just in sports, but in everything else that I do. I understand that preparation is the separation when it comes to anything you're doing. It doesn't matter your natural ability, how good you are, how tall you are, how short you are, how fast you are. All of that is irrelevant when it comes to your true impact. Because if you prepare well enough, you can overcome any physical shortcomings that you have.
Head Start Basketball, along with members of the J. Billis Skills Camp staff, will be hosting the very first Prime Skills Camp, an affiliate of the J. Billis Skills Camp that is held annually in Charlotte, North Carolina. Prime Skills Camp will take place on the campus of Western Reserve Academy, just outside of Cleveland, Ohio, June 26th through the 28th, and will be designed for boys rising to grades 6 through 9. Prime Skills Camp will mirror the J. Billis Skills Camp in daily programming, teaching, coach-to-camper ratio, and quality of instruction. Prime Skills Camp brings all of the team-oriented individual instruction, focus on the fundamentals, and high-level coaching to young men aspiring to a high school varsity basketball experience. This camp is operated by Billis Camp veterans and includes the J. Billis Coaches Development Program alongside the camp, ensuring that the quality of teaching and coaching at this camp is second to none. Please visit headstartbasketball.com or jbillescamp.com for more information or to get registered. Nick LaGalbo, Lane Tech High School, Chicago, Illinois.
This is Nick LaGalbo from Lane Tech High School, looking at this month's roundtable question. Share and explain one thing you've learned from a coach, teacher, parent, or a mentor that has greatly influenced your life. For me, obviously getting back to two of my big mentors and Coach Showalter and Coach Tate's Lock. Coach Showalter, one of the big things he always talks about is fearing your comfort zone And that's something that I've implemented into my daily routine, into my life as a husband and father, into my life as a teacher, into my life as a coach and a leader in our school. Something from Coach Locke, he always talked about, he always instills this idea of, you know, are you one of the last of the Cowboys? So in other words, you know, this game is evolving and changing, and there's some guys, I think coaches really take pride in doing things the right way and not cutting corners, and pouring your heart and soul into your teams, into your kids. And, I'd like to think of myself in that way. And it's something that Coach Locke talks about a lot. And finally, something from a parent, my first year as a coach, 22 years old, right out of college, a parent of one of my players and I formed kind of a relationship. We got to talking just about philosophy and life. And he kind of saw me as a new coach. And he was a parent of several children who come through our school. And he had said something to me that really stuck. And that was, you know, as a teacher, as a coach, as a leader, it's really important that you set firm guidelines. You have to understand the students and the players have to know what the expectations are. Accountability is so important. But he said it's important you set those guidelines with care. And that is something that has really impacted me and something I think about often. So I have countless more, so many things from so many mentors, but those are a few that really resonated today. So again, looking forward to hear what everyone else has to offer. Thanks. Have a great one.
Mark Schultz, University of West Georgia.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for having me on the show. It's Mark Schultz, the University of West Georgia. This month's question, share and explain one thing you've learned from a coach, teacher, parent, or mentor that has greatly influenced your life. A bit of a cliche, but I think for me the most influential thing is just that actions speak louder than words. I first learned it from my parents and learned it again from coaches, from teachers, from mentors, and really experienced it at every level. I think you learn a lot about your players and about other coaches in the business just by watching their actions, you know, a little more than their words. I think most of the time people's actions reveals what their true priorities are and what they really mean when they're talking. And it's something that I try to keep in mind going about my life and making sure that my actions match my words, since ultimately that's going to speak louder.
Don Showalter, USA Basketball.
It's Don Showalter with USA Basketball. And the roundtable question is, share and explain one thing you've learned from a coach, teacher, parent, or mentor that greatly influenced your life. Well, probably in my case, I worked John Wooden's camps for over 20 years, and there's many things that he said that probably influenced my life as much as anything. But one phrase he always just said, he says, never worry about things that are out of your control. And I think sometimes as coaches, we, you know, worry about the other team, what they're going to do. We worry about what parents think. We worry about what the other coach is going to do. And they're all out of our control. And so I always go back to that thought that never really be concerned with things that are out of my control. And when you think about it, most things that you worry about are out of your control. And so if I just go to practice every day, if I just build relationships with my team, those are things I can control. And I think that's has had more effect on me the longer I've been in the game and the longer I've coached, the longer I've been around coaches, is to just understand that there are many things I can't control and only worry about the things that I have full control over, which in the whole scheme of things are very few if you think about it. Thank you.
Coaches, check out these new offerings from Tyler Whitcomb Basketball Coaching Courses. The Brad Underwood Illinois Playbook by Devin Gibson. Brad Underwood is in his third season at Illinois as the Richmond Family Endowed men's head basketball coach, following his hiring as the 18th coach in the program's history in March of 2017. Underwood has won more than 67% of his games through his first 6 years as a Division I head coach, recording 4 20-win seasons while making 4 NCAA tournament appearances.
Also now available is the Iran National Team Playbook by Farshad Alemi. Visit coachtube.com/users/Tyler Whitcomb to check out these great resources. John Shulman, University of Alabama Huntsville and the 720 Sports Group.
This is John Shulman. The question is, share and explain one thing you've learned from a coach, teacher, parent, mentor that's greatly influenced your life. I do have a couple things. Number one is my mentor, Alan LaForce. Coach LaForce became a head coach. His first job in Division I was taking over at East Tennessee State. He got a first Division I head coaching job when he was 55 years old. And you talk about perseverance and battling through obstacles and maintaining your belief and maintaining having a dream. That was number one. Got his first head coaching job at 55. Turns 85 this February. So that was 30 years ago he took over at East Tennessee State, which is scary. But at the end of his career, and as he's turning 85 February 27th, he asked me yesterday on the phone. He was like, really, all I want for my birthday, I'd love to have 85 letters from former coaches and players, and just so I can go through and if I made an impact on people's lives. Coach LaForce, his first year at East Tennessee State, we beat NC State. We beat Cincinnati with Bobby Huggins. We beat Xavier. We beat BYU, Sean Bradley's first game. The next year, we beat Arizona and Xavier. Wake Forest during that run, and James Madison and Lefty Giselle, all these unbelievable wins. And as he's turning 85, he doesn't give a rip about one of the wins. He doesn't give a rip about that. He gives a rip about the relationships that he got and hopefully the impact that he made on those kids. Now, we don't realize it, and we get lost in the moment, and I'm to blame for that and very guilty of that. We get lost in the moment. What we cannot do is you can't get lost in a moment. It's about relationships and about impacting kids. They want to win. You want to win more. They want to have a great experience. They want to have fun. They want to learn the game. They want to have memories. Make memories with your kids. Make memories and don't get lost in a moment about winning and just winning and winning and winning. The losses add to the journey. And, as I learned from Alan LaForce, it's about the relationships. And he got lost in his journey. It wasn't about the relationships when he was in the moment. So really make an effort to make it about relationships and to really impact those kids. You never know. You know, I'm the head coach now at UAH, and we've got kids going through a tough time. And different kids going through a tough time, whether it be family, whether it be grades, whether it be a relationship, whether it be injuries. I'm telling you this, when I take time before practice, after practice, or even during practice to spend time with those kids and really care about those kids and care about their problems, it makes my day so much better. It makes practice so much better, and it helps my brain comprehend that I'm out there more than just out there to try to win a basketball game. The last thing I'll say is kind of what I learned from my mom. My mom passed away when I was 26 years old, so that was a long time ago. She was just nice to people. She was kind to people. And she expected that back, but she was just nice to people, and she was kind to people who really, you know, be nice to people who can't help you back. And if you can do that, you're truly a nice person. Don't just be nice to the people that you can get something back from. Be nice to people, be kind to people just for the sake of being kind. Hope y'all have a great day. Appreciate it. And hope you got something from this. Thanks.
Joe Stasician, Unleashed Potential, Carlisle, Pennsylvania.
Joe Stasician, Unleashed Potential. This month's question is, share one thing that you've learned from a coach, teacher, mentor that has influenced your life. I would say for me, there's been a lot of things that have really influenced my life, but one thing really stands out, and it's from a friend and mentor of mine, Coach K, who I have had a relationship with since the late to mid 70s. when he was the head coach at West Point and was recruiting me out of Cheshire Academy, prep school in New England, to go play at West Point. And one of the things that, coach always taught me, and through our relationship through the years of working 25 years at the Duke basketball camp, is hard work pays off, and you never know when someone is watching what you're doing. So you need to really be great where you're at and don't chase success. And in saying that, you know, I use him as an example. His first 3 years at Duke were not very successful. And recently they did the ESPN documentary, The Team That Saved Coach K. And in there, he talks about the first 3 years at Duke where he was just trying to compete in the ACC as a new young coach, really didn't have, you know, at first, maybe the talent that he needed to really be competing at that level for the first couple of years. And there were people at Duke that wanted to see him fired. But, you know, he kept grinding, kept working, trying to make himself better, make his teams better. And eventually, you know, the rest is history now. You know, and I relate that to my early years of coaching at Carlisle High School when, you know, we had some down years and you had to fight through adversity. And I really, you know, I just kept working as hard as I could, kept going to clinics, kept meeting with coaches, kept talking, kept learning, trying to make myself better. And I think, you know, that's a perfect example of, you know, if you keep working hard, that it will pay off. And, you know, a couple of times coaches mentioned to me and mentioned to people at camp that, you know, he asked me the question. He asked me if I ever dreamt when I was coaching high school and teaching in a little classroom in Carlisle and coaching high school basketball, if I'd ever dreamt that I'd be able to do the things that I'm doing now in terms of, you know, being very fortunate to work with USA Basketball, with Don Showalter, and be able to contribute there and to be able to, you know, work with the Boston Celtics and New York Knicks as youth programs and travel the country and travel the world. You know, I've been very, very fortunate in the game. And I can attest this back to Coach K and, you know, his hard work. I think sometimes you have to fail in order to be successful because you have to know what that feels like. And, you know, you have something that you want to build on. And I always look at that, even as a player, you know, growing up, playing basketball, that I always felt that, you know, just work as hard as you can, okay, because someone's going to notice at some point. You never know when, you never know who, or you never know why, but if you continue to work hard, I really, really believe, and to this day, I really believe that that's going to benefit you in life and in your profession in the long run. And again, you know, you never know when someone's watching what you're doing. You know, as a young coach working down at Duke camp, you know, like I said, 25 years ago, coach noticed that I was working hard. He gave me recommended me to help work with USA Basketball. You know, and again, if I wasn't working hard, then that probably never would have happened. And also, I look back on my days working five-star with Garf, you know, out in the Pittsburgh area in the extreme heat out on the McAdam. And I was running a station and, you know, working as hard as I could. And Garf would come by and he would stop and he would watch for a while. And then he would just nod. If he gave you the nod of approval, then you knew that you were working hard. You knew you were doing a good job. So, you know, my advice to young coaches is be great where you're at. Keep working as hard as you can where you're at. You know, somehow, somewhere, sometime, someone's going to notice that and it's going to pay off in the end. So, you know, I credit my great friend and mentor, Coach K, for, you know, the relationship we've had since he recruited me back when he was at West Point. And, Learning the lesson of continuing to work hard and good things will happen to you. Thank you.
Lee Swanson, Bunker Hill High School, Claremont, North Carolina.
All right, the question was, to share one thing that's greatly influenced your life from someone, and I would probably have to say that maybe the thing I remember influenced my life more than anything growing up was something my dad said. Now, he may not even know he said it, but Dad – financially was very successful, provided for my family, mom, my brother, provided for education and obviously didn't have a lot of wants, very blessed growing up. But, I remember Dad telling me, hey, make sure when you do something for a living, do something you enjoy doing. And he said, you know, I enjoy doing what I'm doing in the sense of financially, it allows us to do some things for my family. He said, but at times I wish that I did something I enjoyed more, and I want you to do something you enjoy. And I think that influenced my life by the fact that, you know, I teach, I'm around kids, I coach, and I don't really have to go to work every day. They pay me, at least for now. And, you know, so I don't have something I dread doing, and I don't have something that's a quote unquote grind every day that I go, because I enjoy the people I'm with and the kids I'm around. And if I could just share one piece of advice, it would be do something that you love to do, and it won't be a job.
Tyler Whitcomb, West Michigan Aviation Academy, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This month's roundtable question. Share and explain one thing you've learned from a coach, teacher, parent, or mentor that has greatly influenced your life. My name's Tyler Whitcomb. I'm the head basketball coach and athletic director at West Michigan Aviation Academy in West Michigan. And my answer to that would be one thing that I learned was from Coach Dick Schiltz at Kalamazoo Valley Community College. Just one of those guys that's a father figure. But what I learned from him was how to treat basketball players off the court. So many of us are trying to learn and try to understand what to do on the court. But he was a great mentor and a great guy of building relationships with players. And that was one of the most influential things that I learned from Coach Schiltz, and something that I still try to do to this day.
Lee Wimberly, Manila High School, Manila, Arkansas.
The things that I've learned that are really stuck with me and have kind of molded who I am today as a 43-year-old came from my father and my grandfather. Grew up on a farm. We grew cotton, corn, rice, and watermelons. And they both had a work ethic that was second to none. And I learned pretty early in life that if you want to be successful, there's only one way to do it, and that's to go to work and get up in the morning, show up to work, work your tail off while you're there. And, you know, they didn't ever say anything about that to me. You know, it wasn't a verbal, this is what you do to be successful. I just watched them. And I was on the tractor with them when I was young. They put me to work early. I remember driving a tractor at 13 years old. Didn't even have a driver's permit to drive a truck, but I was out there on the tractor with no cab. And, you know, I think that hard work pays off. And, you know, you teach that as a coach to your players. And it doesn't always equate, you know, into wins, but for the most part, from my experience, it gives them the best chance every night to be competitive, and that's all you can really ask for, is that your kids give everything they have, work the tail off in practice, work the tail off in the weight room, and then, you know, in the games, the score kind of takes care of itself if you're a hard worker. And, you know, Mother Nature has a tendency to for better lack of the word, be a bitch sometimes. And I watched my grandparents and my dad, my papa and my dad, both, you know, deal with Mother Nature at times when it was very cruel, and watched how they reacted. And, you know, if you got your whole life out there in a field waiting to be harvested and a hailstorm comes along, then that's pretty tough. And so I've seen them, you know, overcome adversity and just basically get up the next day and go to work again. So that's all I have. Hope this helps. Hope this is something that, you know, you can use.
Thanks for checking out this month's roundtable. We'll be back next month with another question for our all-star lineup of coaches.
Registration is now open at headstartbasketball.com for this summer's Head Start Basketball Camps. We'll be hosting camps for boys and girls in grades 1 through 6 throughout the greater Cleveland area. Get registered today and make sure you hit the courts with us this summer.
Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, presented by Head Start Basketball.